Blackstone Audio presents Lady Jane Disappears by Joanna Davidson Politano. This book is read by Justine Eyre. To my dad, who, like Aurélie's father, inspired a love of fanciful stories in my young heart and always had time to spend with the little girl who shadowed him. Prologue. Walk among the normal folk by day, but in your heart know you are Robin Hood in disguise. Wolfe Harcourt. London, England, 1861.
Well, Miss Harcourt, are you or are you not Nathaniel Droll?
I squirmed on the chair across the desk from the old managing editor they called Ram. How awful it was to hear that precious name on the man's meaty lips, but of course it was only a name to him. That is a complicated question, sir. The crinoline underlayers of my skirt poked my legs, which grew warmer with each minute I spent in the offices of Marsh House Press.
So is switching the final chapters at the last minute. You will forgive my doubt when a snit of a girl comes in here supposedly on behalf of a nationally famous author, yet appears to be no older than his first novel. Have you proof of your connection to him?
This would take a great deal of explanation. Perhaps it was time to retreat. But no, this had to be done. Turning back now meant the final installment of the novel would release in a few days, and the man of my dreams would find out how deeply I was in love with him. It was not possible to imagine an existence beyond that dreadful occurrence. Here is one proof. I set my notebook before the balding.